All right, talking today with Scott Flynn with Corteva AgriScience. Scott, right now with springtime coming on, producers are going to be, of course, thinking about their pasture management as well as their range. So tell us a little bit about some of the seasonal challenges that producers might be facing this spring.
So I think one thing that producers are challenged with every spring is the presence of weeds coming up into their pastures. And a lot of people, they don't think about it. They go out there and the pasture's nice and green, but lurking under that undergrowth will be a whole host of weeds waiting to come up and start competing for resources in that pasture. I think what complicates that even more, and this is across the U.S., is with the drought, with pastures being very weakened last year and not having time to repair, that we're probably going to roll into 2020 with some thin pastures that are just going to invite weeds to come in. So it's going to be important to get those weeds under control and possibly work on fertility where we can to make those desirable species as competitive as possible.
And I would imagine they're going to be particularly aggressive this year. As of right now, we've had a lot of moisture in Oklahoma, so there's going to be a lot of weed competition going on in those fields, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime you have a lot of bare soil out there and you've got ample resources, there's something going to come up there. All right, it's not going to stay bare soil for long. So you're going to have a grass or a broadleaf weed pop up in these pastures, and we would prefer the grasses to pop up.
Yeah. So one thing that you guys have done here at Corteva to help producers with those challenges is the recent release of a new product. You actually did that here at the NCBA trade show this week in New Orleans. Tell us a little bit about that product.
So the product we announced on Wednesday will be available in 2020, but it's called DuraCore, and it's a combination of Rinskor and Aminopyralid. What's unique about this product is a very low use rate. It has a broad spectrum of control, and it has residual control. So that's going to allow us to make an application and hold out those bare spots for several weeks, maybe even months, even season long on certain weeds, and allow those desirable forages to kind of overtake those areas.
Yeah. So that could significantly increase a producer's grazing season, correct?
Absolutely. When you have season-long control and you're able to hold those weeds out and repair the pasture with the desirable species, what you're going to do is you're going to add more grazing days to your pasture.
And you are expecting this, it's currently being considered by the EPA, and you're expecting them to have that registered maybe by this year or next?
We expect the product to be registered and on the market sometime early 2020 is our hope.
So what advantages does this product have over some of your other products like Grazon, for instance?
Well, it has some advantages over Grazon Next. The low use rate makes it very easy to impregnate on dry fertilizer. And, you know, this is kind of a, I would say, more of a new concept for us to take a herbicide, impregnate it on maybe 200 pounds of dry fertilizer, and then go spread it out on the field and get weed control. And so having the lower use rate, by the way, which is 12 ounces, to put on that dry fertilizer, it makes mixing very easily, and it cuts down our eye application costs when we approach it that way.
Yeah, I know that efficiency and stewardship is one of those things, especially with the resistance issue that's going on right now. Definitely something producers want to keep in mind.
Correct. You know, with resistance, we don't worry as much about it in the range and pasture business. And one of the reasons, because we're using auxin herbicides and the way auxins behave in the plant, it makes it more unlikely to have resistance as compared to some other herbicides. Not to say that, you know, 40 years down the road we're not going to see resistance with certain molecules. And the other thing we've got going for us is most producers, they don't always spray every year, and sometimes they'll go in and touch up with other molecules that might be cheaper. And so the whole resistance thing, we have, even though we've been in this business for 60 years, we haven't seen any major cases of resistance that have caused us problems.
Give us kind of a timeline of what producers need to be thinking about right now. Obviously, they're going to want to get these applications done fairly early this spring.
Correct. So as soon as our pastures start to green up, that's probably when we want to start thinking about fertility and weed control. The ideal, especially on certain cool season pastures, is that we want to maximize that growth before it reaches the reproductive stages to get as much growth out there as possible. So getting these fertilizer applications on during that time frame, getting the weeds under control, are going to help maximize it during that time. And with Bermuda grass and other warm season grasses, and I say Bermuda grass first and foremost, is because it seems to really take issue with weeds more so than other species that I've encountered. So it's going to be critical to stop that competition early on and make sure that you maximize the production out of the gate.
Sure. So if producers want to learn more about this product and other products by Corteva, where do they need to go? And when they're talking with their field reps, what kind of questions do they need to be asking?
I think if you're reaching out, one, you can go to Corteva.com and find our section on range and pasture there and see our product line. The other thing is reach out to a local sales rep or a co-op that can put you into contact with a sales rep. Things you need to think about, you know, will you be haying this area in the future? What's your ultimate goal? Is it to increase the stocking rate of your pasture, or is it to extend the grazing season? Or maybe in some cases it might be both. Have maybe some pictures of weeds, and if you can identify them, that would be great. It doesn't always work to call up someone and say, I've got a weedy pasture. Sometimes we need to know what's out there so we can make the best prescription possible without costing you a ton of money.